Okay, why don't I go for the missing person, which is in the kind of complete opposite to all those, or that last film anyway. It's a very, very low budget film noir-esque movie starring Michael Shannon from Revolutionary Road. And he's the main reason I wanted to see this. As soon as I saw this in the programme, saw his name, I thought, right, I want to see it. I don't really know what it's about. And what it is about, he's Michael Shannon plays a private detective based, I think he's based in Chicago, originally from New York.
That's right, yeah.
And he, the film starts off and you sort of follow him, you watch him following someone else, really, this character, who this older man who's got this boy with him, and you see him following him on train, by train, and in cars, and it kind of plays a lot on the cliches, the old cliches of old film noirs and old private eye films where they get in the back of a yellow cab and say, follow that car. And it nicely plays with those because the taxi driver says, no, we don't do that sort of thing here. And he smokes a lot and he drinks a lot. And people comment on it. And I quite like that side of it. So he's following this guy and he follows him down to Mexico. And, well, the plot kind of takes off from there. Again, not wanting to spoil too much, but I really just love the way, I love film noirs. I love the sort of private eye genre. I'm a big fan of The Long Goodbye, Marlowe. Not read many of the books, the sort of the sort of books based on them, but or they're based on rather. But I just loved it. I thought it did a nice job. It played with that very well. It wasn't too postmodern. I mean, it comments on these cliches, but it doesn't make fun of them too much. And Michael Shannon's fantastic, and it's got its own. You find out why he's the way he is, and that's quite nicely done. And I loved it. You saw it as well, Richard, as well.
Yeah, I didn't love it as much as you. I thought it took a while to get going to really do anything, and I could say that I was bored for a while. It was all very nice, shooting and falling in the sky, but nothing else was happening. And I'm trying to think where it started to turn around for me, and I think it was the moment where he gets in the boot and he puts on his sunglasses. I'll say no more about that. But then I had a little giggle, and that kind of snapped me out and made me think, yeah, wait a minute, there's something a little different to this, something a little extra. And really, when the plot starts to reveal itself, is where I found I was a bit more engaged. Although I do believe that it was quite badly handled near the end, where it was all kind of revealed, and then it wasn't revealed very well, and it kind of just disappeared. I'm trying to think how to say that without spoiling anything.
I think the ending, is a little bit confusing. There's a little bit of confusion there, but
The very end is nice. Nice tie-in. But that section just before it, where it ties up the main plot.
Yeah, because they bring in an extra character, don't they, who wasn't in it at the start.
Yeah.
And but the sense of humour is very nice. Like you said, the bit in the boot of the car. It's got a nice sense of humour about it, and it doesn't take itself too seriously. But it does as well. It doesn't take itself. It's got a nice. There's just a humour about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because the story about that main character is quite serious in itself.
Exactly.
And it gives you a taste of that, but it never really gives you too much either.
And Shannon, I'd love to see another film with this character in it as well. I'd like to see Michael Shannon in more films, but I think this is. I don't know if you could. Maybe it's just a one-off. It probably is a one-off, but I think they could do more with this guy. So here's hoping. The campaign starts here.